Obey the cause of this mercy. Sri Bhagavan, we are going to do Shravan Kirtan of Bhagavan's, the glories of Bhagavan's Priya Bhaktas. So, to follow the best limbs of Bhakti, the best limbs of Bhakti is the best limb of Bhakti beginning in sequences, Shravanakya Bhakti. One listens to the glories of Bhagavan's Bhaktas. And this is not only complete. When we listen to the glories of the Bhaktas, then Bhagavan, he is very happy listening to the glories of his Priya Bhaktas. And by that, the entire world receives auspiciousness. Because by listening to their glories, one has faith. And they say, this is the best form of sadhana, to listen to their glories. Then, this way, the prem that is inherent within the hearts of those associates will also be available to you. No need to do any tapasya, strong austerity, japa, tapa, nothing. Just listen to their glorification. Om, Saddhaya, Mantra, no need for anything. Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit did not have time. What did Sukadeva Goswami do? He started speaking on the glories of all the devotees. Saying who Naradashi is, who is Dhruva, who is Prahlad. The same. He is glorifying all of Bhagavan's Priya Bhaktas. In the end, he came to Vraj. So this Shravanakya Bhakti is Bhagavan's Kripa. This Karuna Shakti, Kripa Shakti. This is more beneficial for us. This is where the Bhaktas are. We remember the Bhaktas. When you have faith towards them, when you, if one worships Ram under the guidance of Hanuman, then Ram is bound to give his mercy to that person. You see, once Ram, he took his bow and arrow in the morning, and there is a Hanuman was standing on his way, in his way, saying, Prabhu, where are you going? He's saying, oh, I'm looking for one person. So, you have to kill him. Why? Because first, Hanuman had said, first you have to kill me and then him. And now you have to kill me because he has taken my shelter. So then, when Ram saw that he was surrendered to Hanuman, then Ram, he's smiling, he left. He didn't say anything. And just say, these symptoms of Uttama Bhakti have been described. Bhagavatam Sukadeva Goswami said, Sarvapadi Vinumuktam Tatparatyena Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. See, these senses should be engaged in the service of He who is the master of the senses. Please, Bhagavan, by your seva, and by doing His Shravan Kirtan, and by surrendering to Him, naturally your senses will also be engaged in Bhagavan's seva. There's no need to do any other austerity. They say, if you try on your own to engage the senses in Bhagavan, sir, you cannot do. You'll be cheated. Because the senses are very strong. Like Prabhudananda Saraswati Thakur, he has said in his Chaitanya Chandramrit, Vasagarasya Nirashayasya Chaitanya Chandramavadehi Padavalambam. See, this sansar is an ocean of miseries. Cross this ocean of misery is not so easy. Yeah, there are so many different fierce creatures. The calm crow, all these alligators, they're open, they're sitting there with their mouths wide open, ready to swallow one. So how can one escape? Therefore, if one has Shraddha towards the glorification of the Bhaktas, then The bhaktas will take responsibility for us. They will see what is good for us, what is bad for us. Mahaprabhu's Leela Parikars and the Guru Varga, it is very provision has been given, this facility to do Stavstuti of Bhagavan and his bhaktas. And this way, when the Swarup of Guru is thought upon, and when the devotees are contemplated upon, and Bhagavan is bound to appear. Because if you only meditate on Bhagavan, he'll give you bhakti mukti and he'll cheat you. He won't give you bhakti. If you take shelter of the bhaktas, then Krishna can never cheat you. He cannot give you bhavan moksha. See, there's no way for Bhagavan to cheat those who have taken shelter of his bhaktas. Therefore Bhagavan, he has said, that I'm intelligent and this person is foolish. Why should I give him this poison of material enjoyment? I'll give him the nectar of my lotus feet. Cannot give him this poison of gratification. I'll give him my charnamrit, nectar of my lotus feet. I'll make him bathe in this. I'll give him my seva. Because he has taken shelter, given this seva adhikar, I have to give him. Therefore it is said that in Mahaprabhu's Leela, all his associates who are have taken this responsibility of being Sri Guru, they never care for their own happiness. They're always suffering in the suffering of the other jivas. Therefore they take responsibility for their deliverance. Therefore it is said they should, in Navandeep Dham, this Dibujam Drinatam Guru. This way, over his two hands, like his two shoulders, mighty arms. You see, these two mighty arms are not meant for embracing anyone. These two mighty arms are meant to lift the conditioned souls from the ocean of Maya and to offer them like flowers onto the lotus feet of Sri Bhagavan. They have no envy, they have no hatred, they have no ashakti attachment towards anyone. They don't have hate towards anyone. See, why should one care for caste and creed? One should only one pointedly worship Sri Hari. So the heart of the Santa is like butter. Santa, he takes everyone on his lap. He has a place for everyone on his lap, in his heart. The first two hands about the seva Sri Bhagavan. Oh, he doesn't hate anyone because the Atma belongs to Prabhu. Therefore, because of his karma, he has taken birth in one particular species of life. But the Santa doesn't look at this birth of his. And the Santa, you see, he sees that everyone are part and parcel of Sri Bhagavan. There is children, so they should be offered unto Bhagavan. Therefore, Divijam Trinetram Guru. And this way is Dibuj. His two mighty arms are engaged in this action. And his two eyes do not see. One is black, white, lame, blind, nothing. Dumb. Wherever he sees, he only sees his Ishtadev, present in everyone's hearts. Wherever his glance falls, he sees the Jivatma there. He doesn't see if he's tall, short, no. He enters within the innermost core of one's heart and he has this Atma Darshan. In the other societies, sampradayas, there is no such provision for Atma Darshan. They say soul, but they don't believe in the soul. They say the pure soul, but they don't believe in the pure soul. They say they're formless, nirvishesh, nirgun. He is immutable. Okay. Anadi, beginningless. And so they hate him. Because if they accept his existence, then they have to respect him. They have to worship him. Respect him. Therefore they don't believe in him. See, even if you go to the church, they don't believe in his deity form. Even in the mosque, they don't believe They just say that he's ours. We should worship him. Like in the church, who are they praying to? There's no one even listening to their prayers in the first place. Maybe because Nirakar, Nirvishesh, Avyay is formless, immutable form of God. So who will listen to their prayers? No one will listen. Therefore they have no Atma Darshan. But how are the santas like the devotees? Say they always thinking about Sri Bhagavan. So you should meditate on Sri Bhagavan in this way. You should meditate and pray to him. This is the best form of remembering Sri Guru. Sukadeva Goswami said, being free of all designations, one should engage in senses. Because the senses are not for Vishayabhog. The senses are only for Bhagavan's seva. Therefore, by their senses, they serve the master of the senses, Rishikesha. They say 24 hours, if one is engaged in seva, then he will engage others in seva also. He is Sadguru. If he wants, he can accept, or he can reject. Wherever his glance falls, he'll accept that person and offer them into service of Sri Bhagavan, his lotus feet. Now that, he's my nephew, he's my uncle, he doesn't think about all these things. That, he's my son. No. He looks at everyone as part and parcel of Bhagavan. Amritasya Putra. Having forgotten Bhagavan, they're undergoing so many difficulties. See, the sadhus, they benefit in so many ways. Just as a mother takes her son, bathes him, and then offers him in the lap of his father. Similarly, the sadhus make everyone free of all amritas, and they offer them in the lotus feet of Sri Prabhu. And they say, this flow of this aprakrit ananda chinmayaras inundates everyone, and he doesn't even know where he is. He is always absorbed in this. Therefore, one should meditate on Sri Guru in this way. Prata Sri Navadvipeche, Sri Navadvipeche, Vinetram Guru, Varabhaya Pradam Shantam, Smarit Tannama Purvakam. So the Bhakta, he has no kind of fear. Because he knows that my Prabhu is here. Why should I fear? Why should I worry? He has no anxiety. Like you see in the West, they say, eat, drink, make merry. This is madness. No, how can one be like this? Free of all anxieties. Why does a person kill himself? Why does he kill others? Because he himself is scared so much, then how can he say he's free of all anxieties? So if one remembers such Sri Guru, Santas, then he'll become fearless. Careless. No anxiety. He'll be free of the shok, mahabhaya, paha. On its own, they'll all go away. He'll become fearless. He can go everywhere, wander everywhere. He doesn't need a bodyguard. And you see, then the bodyguard, he himself will injure one. But they have no fear. Because they have their Prabhu. Because the Sudarshan Chakra is always protecting them. So who's Sri Guru? He's always very peaceful. Mind is never restless. No matter how many trying circumstances come, no matter how many waves of samsara come, still he doesn't fear them. He's always shant prashant. Always peaceful. Because Krishna Bhakta, he has no desire. So he's always peaceful at heart. But the Bhukti, Mukti, Siddhi, Kami, they're always restless in heart. And therefore, because he's peaceful at heart, he can also make others peaceful. And if the Guru himself is very restless in his heart, then how can he make his disciples peaceful? And his disciples will also be restless like him. Therefore, so the Guru himself tells his disciple, he relates all his miseries to his disciple. So if Guru himself is drowning in an ocean of misery, then how can he possibly deliver his disciple? Guru is not like this. Therefore, in Hindi they say that nicely may Guru means after proper examination you should accept him. Just as you drink water properly. Like you see anyone you see, you address him as Guruji. He may be a Gandharva, Rakshas, anyone he would be. Regardless, you say you address him as Guruji. See, in this way. This world only consists of so many cheaters. So you should not meditate on such cheaters. And they say, to realize the Siddha Swarupa Sri Guru, then one should worship Sadguru, praise him. And this way, he is always eternally situated in Nityadham. Therefore it said, Pratha Sriman Navadvipe. This is for this world. In another realm, how is he? He is always present as a Sakhi near the Lord Sri Srimati Radhika. So I meditate on him in his Sakhi form. Krishna is Shaktiman, Shakti Srimati Radharani, Swarup Shakti. Varama Satya Sashi Chandra Rukmini, Radha Avatar Sabayam Nayavani. Varama Satya Sashi Chandra Rukmini. They are all the expansions of Srimati Radhika, manifestations. But Radharani, she is Swarup Shakti. In her seva, one should, they're always absorbed in her seva. What kind of seva? Samaka samsaktim, sakhi sangha nivasinim. All the devis, Vraja devis. They always, it is uttam seva adhikar. All the jivas who have taken shelter, they should be taught. They should be empowered. You say, just by teaching a parrot, will the parrot behave like you want it to? Only teaching will not do. You see, a parrot, if you teach it, say Sitaram, Sitaram, it says Sitaram, Sitaram, then it says Narayan, Narayan, Sri Hari. Anything you teach it to, it will say. It will always say Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna. Anything you want it to say, it will say. Meanwhile, one cat came, and the cat jumped at the parrot. And then the parrot, he started shouting in fear. Looking at the cat. Now he forgot Hare Krishna, Radhe Krishna, all these names. Sitaram, Narayan, Narayan, he forgot everything. Just started looking at the cat and shouting in fear. No. In this way the cat, parrots are thinking about saving its life. Similarly, we are also like parrots. And once the cat of this Maya jumps on us, then we forget our mala mantra, everything. So what is the Parichay. What is the identification of Sri Guru? See, Sri Guru, he is the Sakhi of this Shakti Srimati Radhika. He enters, he empowers those who have taken one point of shelter of Srimati Radhika. And being empowered as such, they were can worship Shaktiman Sri Krishna. Else, Namatman Balahina Labhyo. You see, by your material strength, you cannot possibly understand Bhagavan. You can become Lenin, Hitler, anyone, but you cannot possibly understand Bhagavan by the strength of your own energy. Because you have no Chitbal. Swarup Shakti, Chit Shakti. Therefore, Sadguru is the dear Sevika of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, he has this Adhika of transmitting this Shakti potency into the others and offering them in Krishna's seva. Or else no one has this. There are so many who can say many things, who can beat their own drums. There are many who can say so many things, beat their own drums. There are so many who are lusty, angry, proud, always troubling others, cheating others. You can find so many like that. But where are those who can empower you? Many few of them are present. Because they themselves are not sevaks. Because they themselves are not surrendered in Prabhu's seva. So when they themselves are not engaged 24 hours in Prabhu's seva, how can they possibly engage others in his seva? They themselves are enjoyers, how can they curtail this enjoying tendency within others? You see, we just tease him a little, then just see how angry he'll get. Also, one disciple, he came to his guru. And they say, Guru, he told his disciple, I haven't come to accept your seva. I've only come to offer you in Bhagavan's seva. Then he said, anyhow, Guruji, please eat something. I'll offer bhoga. Then Guruji said, I'll offer you as bhoga. Means I'll offer you in Bhagavan's seva. So Guruji said, I'm not an enjoyer to accept your seva. So they spoke very high things. And the disciple was thinking, oh, my Guruji has come. He's such a strong renunciant. He's not accepting anything. Saying, where will you stay? Saying, I'll stay in Bhagavan's temple with Bhagavan. I'm his sevak. All night I'll fan him. Massage Bhagavan. And then, when everyone left, and then the door was closed, listen, what did he do? All the things that Thakurji had, he ate everything away. And then, when he was sleeping at night, there were many mosquitoes. So what did he do? See, Gaurnitai, they have two hands raised up. So then, what did he do? He took a mosquito net, and he put one side of the mosquito net on Gaur's hands, and the other side of the mosquito net on Nitai's hands. This way he made a mosquito net, he entered inside, and he started sleeping nicely. Saying, Gaurnitai, are holding a mosquito net for me. And so the whole night he was sleeping very nicely. And Gaurnitai, well, they held the mosquito net in their hands, he was sleeping nicely. Then he said, what are you doing? Then the disciple asked, Guruji, you're sleeping the whole night, you didn't wake up for Mangalati. Then the Guru said, what can I do? Gaurnitai themselves came to me. And they told me, oh my dear son, now sleep nicely. There's no need for you to wake up Mangalati. Mangalati is at 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning. You sleep, wake up at that time, no harm. And Gaurnitai themselves put me to sleep. Mangalarti means what? Means auspiciousness attained. How can one attain auspiciousness if he's waking up at 5 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning, ringing the bell, disturbing sleep? This is not Mangalarti. But then the disciple said, oh Guruji, there were so many sweets in the night. Where are all these sweets? Then he said, oh, the whole night I fed Gauranitai these sweets. Gauranitai ate all these sweets. The demigods came, they ate all these sweets. Now go quickly, prepare more sweets. I have to make more sweets now and offer to Gauranitai. And he said, oh, bring me the Charanamrita, Bhagavan. I only bathe with the Charanamrita. Give me all the honey you can find. Gangajal, curd, everything. First, we'll do Abhishek of Bhagavan, and then I'll bathe after that with his own Charanamrita. Or else I don't bathe like how others do. So they say, all the cheaters, they can cheat others. They cannot give this power to others, transmit this power. As long as Sadguru cannot empower the jivas, then he can never be active. Never be capable. How can he be capable? When this Shakti naturally enters one, then he'll have the Seva Vritti. Himself will do Bhagavan Sarcham, Pujan, listen to his katha, to kirtan, naturally enter one's heart. Therefore, it is said, but I meditate on Sri Guru, who is the dear Sakhi of Srimati Radha. In Sanskrit, if you see, the verbal root, Sakhi, in Sakharas, who is the predominating deity? Srimati Radhika herself engages the Sakhas in Krishna's seva. And then even those in Vatsalya, she engages them in Krishna's seva. So she engages all of them in Dasa Sakha Vatsalya in service of Krishna, not just Madhuri above. And say, oh, I want to be a Sakha, I want to be a servant, like Hanuman. You see, one cannot by force do this. Or else one will say, I'm Brahmasmi, I'm Brahma. Just by saying such, will one become Brahma? But this body made of flesh, blood, urine, stool. Can you just become Brahma while having this body? Similarly, someone may say, I want to be Gopi, Gopa. By one's independence, can one become like this? He doesn't have Sharanagati. One has not surrendered himself to Srimati Radhika. She herself will see how qualified you are. And then what kind of seva should be given to you? She herself will make all arrangements. Or else? You say, oh Shiva, I am Shiva. What does Kali Devi say? She says, alright, oh, yesterday you were saying Om Namah Shivaya. And now you're saying Shiva. And what does she do? She takes the sword and then she cuts his head. And then she wears his head as a skull around her neck. Just yesterday you were saying, you're my son. And now you're saying you want to be my husband. And she said, come here. She cuts his head off. Taking the sword, she cuts his head off. And then she feeds him to the jackals and vultures, saying, eat this boy. This rakshas. Similarly, one may say, I want to be Gopa Gopi, Das Sakha. This is Angra Upasana. Means, he's worshipping his own self. So, Guru, by empowering one, he also makes sure he doesn't become proud. Or else, he'll become very proud. Because of being empowered, one gets just a little qualification, capability. Then he becomes very proud. Saying, oh, just see what I've become now. Saying, no. Sadguru, he, what does he do? He makes him very humble. And he always, and the recipients of his mercy, they always think, I know nothing. Whatever he gives you mercifully, I only distribute that. That's all. I have nothing of my own. I have no qualification whatsoever. Whatever he has given me, I distribute. Whatever Bhagavan gives me, whatever Bhagavati Devi gives me, I distribute that to everyone. None of this is mine. Gyan, gun, yogyata, qualification, good qualities. None of this is mine. What is Sadgun you're saying? Sadvichar, everything is his. Therefore, they now have this ahankar, arrogance. Therefore, taham sattam mande Shri Guru param sakim. Always continues to meditate on Shri Guru. Only desire. He only engages everyone in the service of Radha and Krishna. See, in this world, one leaves his body, and then when he leaves his body, he takes the fruits of karma along with him. And this way, when he goes away, he is born. According to his karma, in any species of life, there's no guarantee that he'll be born as a human. He'll be born in any of the 8.4 million species of life. According to his karma, anywhere he can be born. So if he dies, what will they do? They'll burn his body and they'll send him away. Bid farewell to him. But just see, if he comes, he returns again, then they say, our ghost has come. He's entered our house. We burnt his body. Still he's coming now. We put his ashes inside the Ganga. We offer Pindan and Gaya and still he's coming. What is his ghost doing? And this way, they're very anxious. Similarly, when our Guru Varga go, what happens? Just see, when Guru Varga leave, then the day of their disappearance is observed by not just some, but by millions. And when they are present in this world, they worship by so many. And still when they leave, still those days are observed so nicely, so happily. But in sansara, you see. And you see in sansara, they become ghosts, these people who die. Prabhupada, he mentions a story. There was one person whose name was Bhagavan Das. You see, he was a farmer. He'd take the fruits and vegetables to sell in the market. So one day he went to the market. Meanwhile, some foreigners came on the ship. And they saw the westerners, they took everything away. Whatever fruits, vegetables he had. And you see, they would always do this. They would always take all the good things away from India. And whatever rotten things are there, they'll leave that aside for India. This is how they invaded India. So they say they took Bhagwan Das in their ship and they said, here, bring all these things for us every day. And then they said, you want money now or after you return? Because once they took him on board in the ship, they also had to make him leave. So they said, you come along with us, you tour with us for 1 month, and then we'll return you back here. We'll have you return here. So he said, all right, at least I'll get some money. My things will also be sold in the market. I'll also be very famous. And no one knew in his house. Then the people in his house thought, oh, my husband has died, my brother has died, my son has died. Where is he? He's missing. And then after 10 days, they saw he didn't come. And what they do? They shaved their heads after 10 days. They say, after some more days, they perform more purificatory rites. And they say they also perform Shatva, Bhagwan Das, thinking he's died. And after 1 month, he had a big mustache, big beard. He said, I won't go during the day. I'll go in the middle of the night. Or else what will people think if they see him with big beard and mustache? So in the evening, all of them went to the ground. So when he was returning from the market, he had a big beard, big mustache. He hadn't bathed for 1 month. His clothes had become very dirty. He had bought a lot of money with him. So when he was coming with all this money, someone saw him. And they said, oh, Bhagwan Das has become a ghost now. A ghost is coming. And everyone started shouting in great fear. Just he has died and he has returned as a ghost. We offered oblations for him, Pindadan, everything, and still he is returning as a ghost. So Bhagwan has become a ghost. In this way, they were thinking, Bhagwan Das, he went and hid in a tree. He climbed a tree. Because people were creating so much confusion. And then all the villagers got bricks, rocks, swords, knives, and they all start throwing it at the tree, saying, this ghost, kill this ghost who has come. Kill this ghost of Bhagwan Das. So he was saying, how can I convince them? Therefore, he had become a ghost, this Bhagwan Das. The mentality of people, you see, is like this. Now they're all saying he's a ghost. Just one moment they were respecting him so much, had so much love, and the next moment they think he's a ghost. Thinking, oh, no, he's not delivered. Call many priests and perform yagya. Or else set the tree on fire. So he could not go anywhere. His villagers were trying to kill him. His relatives were trying to kill him. So just see how people of this world are. Even while he was still alive, they made him a ghost. And even after we die, we think, oh, if they will not deliver me, I'll become a ghost. We're so scared always. You see, father, looks after his son. And if he dies, he becomes a ghost. And in that form, this prayer, the shad. And if he returns home, even if his shadow enters home, then they become so scared. Why should the son fear? He's your father. He's your grandfather. And he's coming back home. Why are you so scared now that he's coming back as a ghost? So therefore, Bhagavan's parikas, his parshads, his nijijans, when they appear on the disappearance days, will anyone ever be scared of them? Madhavendra Puripad, when he entered Aparagat Lila, then Adita Acharya, he observed the tithi of Madhavendra Puri in his house. Just as Mahabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, Nityan Prabhu, they all came there to Shantipur. There Madhavendra Puri was being worshipped by Adita Acharya. Ishwar Puri came, everyone came. And then Guru was being worshipped. What did they say? They said that Guru himself was appeared. And he was offering everything to Bhagwan Seva. And they say Guru is empowering his disciples and making them drown, bathe in this flow of Prem. Narottam Thakur is worshipping Loknath Das Goswami. During Gaur Janmotsav, he was worshipping Mahaprabhu in Keturi Gram. When Kirtan started, what happened? Loknath Das Goswami himself appeared. All the Sat Goswamis came, Dadash Gopal, Chushati Manta, Mr. Kaviraj. They all came. And Mahaprabhu himself appeared with the Panchtattva.
And there Krishna also came with all his parikars. So Srinivas was the priest. Janma Thakurani was the acharya. And so wherever Guru is worshipped by the devotee from the core of his heart, then the Aparakrit Guru Varga, Bhagavad Parikar, they appear having brought Bhagavan with them. So they say, one becomes a ghost in this material world after having left his body. On the other hand, this Guru is worshipped, Sri Guru. By worshipping him, I'm doing Aradhana. This Nitya Sevadhikar is had Bhagavad Sevadhikar. All the good qualities, they appear within him. So yesterday we heard that when Maharaj was staying in Mathura, then Guruji had given him the Sevadhikar to always stay in Mathura and serve there. At the time, there he saw everywhere Kirtan Katha, Pat Pravachan was going on. He'd go, he'd leave at 8 in the morning and he'd return at 11 in the night. Because they'd only be free in the evening, and he'd go evening into their homes and he would do Katha Kirtan. Because during the day they're busy, very restless. This Katha Kirtan will not enter their ears. Either do Katha Kirtan and Brahma Murta from 3 to 6. And you see here, and then the day is passing, then the rays of the sun, you see the rays of the sun are passing through. As soon as the rays of the sun enter their homes, then they become engaged in performing karma. Then they're very restless. As soon as the sun rises, they don't feel like doing katha kirtan anything. They only feel like working, earning money, saying, oh, I'll have to earn money, do so many things. So they become very, they become very enthusiastic to do karma. Why? Because the sun god is empowering them, infusing all this strength within them. And therefore it has been said for the sun god that he always steals everyone's lives away. If you want to see the sun and the moon always stealing a life away, if you want to be free from their influence, then you'll always have to remember Bhagavan. Then the sun and the moon will never be able to steal your life away. Otherwise you'll be entangled in the cycle of karma. So with every rising and setting of the sun, life is being stolen away. Why? Because one is always inclined to form karma. So Guruji, when he would go to the Yamuna, while doing Nagar Sankirtan, sometimes he go to Janmabhumi in Mathura, sometimes Vrindavan, Govardhan, and in the morning Brahmamurta he do Kirtan in the temple. But in the evenings, night, he'd always go preaching, performing house programs. There's many logicians, ignorant, so many kinds of people. If you read this Guru Darshan, then you can see there are many stories there. So when Guruji saw, see, the people of Uttar Pradesh, they have one custom. You see, if one sheep enters the river, then all the other sheep also follow that sheep and enter the river. They will not listen. So the entire flock of sheep, they jump inside the river. So here, they say, oh, he's accepted Guru, he's become very wealthy. So we'll also have to accept Guru, we'll also become wealthy. We'll also accept that same Guru. So the Arasamaji, Mayavadi, all of them. So when Maharaj's preaching started increasing, then on Guru Purnima, there'd be big line. See, there'd be big line to have darshan of Gurudev. Where people would be standing in the streets for hours just to have his darshan. And all the elderly, everyone would be thinking, how can we accept Gurudev, accept Mala Mantra from him? See, oh, he didn't have children, now he has children. Oh, he's saved from death. That's why. So Maharaj is thinking, what is this? Because Maharaj, he never liked to be Guru in the first place. He would never make disciples. My Guru Maharaj would give so many malas, saying, oh, you can distribute them. He'd give them not tulsi beads, but beads made of neem. And even the kanti mala that was given for the next were not made of tulsi. Even when we were initiated, we did not get tulsi mala. We got beads made of ordinary wood. 25, 30 years, we chanted on these beads. We did not even get tulsi beads for our neck. Because in our sampradaya, those who don't wear tulsi mala, can't they do bhajan? So Vaman Maharaj would tell us, first stop lying, don't cheat others, become pure. Then, Tulsi Vrindadevi will automatically bestow mercy upon you. Means then I'll give you this Kantimala, Tulsi Kantimala. So say Gurudev, he would distribute these things. And just see, just by chanting on these beads made of bale, neem wood, then they get so much opulence. Then they got so many children, they got so much wealth, so many things. Then Gurudev was thinking, oh, what's happening here? And all these people, whenever they get any opulence, they'll accept that person. You see, sometimes they do all these things. Here, they accept one guru, and then they change their kantimala and they accept another guru. And sometimes what do? To give up their previous guru, whatever mantras they have received from the previous guru, they take that mantra and they speak it into the ear of a goat. And that way, that mantra is lost. And then they accept mantra from another person. So in this way, first they put in tilak in one way, then they go to another place and they put another tilak, half tilak. Now there's something else that's happening. Now there's black tilak. Radhakund tilak. There's black tilak. If I ask them that Radhakund, you see, is the Buddha Suradharani black? How is the Buddha Suradharani black? You see, Krishna, he's black, so his foot dust is black. And you see, Radharani, she is golden. So how did this place become black then? How did the mud of Radhakund become black? Krishna must have bathed there. That's why it's become black there. Therefore, you're on the side of Krishna. You're putting Krishna's foot dust. So those who put this black tilak, they go either to Mathura or Dwarka. They cannot stay in Braj. Mahabhu said, put this Gopichandan. Because Gopichandan is the same color as Radharani, golden. It's the foot dust of the gopis. Where did this black color come from? Therefore, you don't belong to Braj, you're outside Braj. Therefore, there's no need to be involved in these things. You should have a nishtha, whatever Mahabhu said. We'll have to follow that. Oh, some say, oh, we belong to Gaudiya Sampradaya, we are Nimananda Sampradaya. We are Gauranga Sampradaya. Some say many things. But all these people are very opposed to each other. Some days before we heard, Saint Maharaj said, oh, this is very difficult. Now we'll have to find some way. What is that way? Now, anyhow, I have to go to Giriraj and take his advice. I'll have to stay there and I'll have to take help from him on how to change these ghosts, these people. I desire that these people also come on the proper path. I don't know how they change. Once they accept one guru, another day they accept another guru. They're always running here and there. How is this possible? So Maharaj, you wouldn't say anything to anyone. Silently went to Govardhan. Every day do parikrama, speak the Bhagavatam to Giriraj, do Madhukari, and he would do his bhajan. And there was a big storm. You see, even in our lifetime, there were only muddy roads everywhere. There were thorns, bushes everywhere. Especially when we go near Mansi Ganga towards Radhakunda, the way used to be very steep. There should be so much mud. You could not even cross Mansi Ganga. But now you have proper roads there. So in that time it was raining so much. And Gurudev, he do parikrama every day of the Raj. When he was doing parikrama, seeing as the water was very cold, there were snakes everywhere. Maharaj is thinking, I have to swim across now. Because now they made a bridge. Mansi Ganga can go below the bridge. But before it was not like that. In the big side, there were no problems. But on the small side, Mansi Ganga sometimes would flood the banks. He had to swim across. So Maharaj was thinking, how can I go now? So dark now. Because the devotees, they always wake up at 3:30, 2:30 in the morning. So the day do mala mantra and go on parikrama. So it was very cold. It was very dark. And as soon as Gurudev, he anyhow crossed like some distance, then there were some devotees living in cottages, in huts. And you see, the roads were very dirty also. Then there were no drainage, there were no sewers then. So water, so much water everywhere. So Maharaji was standing and was thinking, how can I cross this place? So that time he was thinking, there he saw two small children. These two small children, they said, Baba, why are you looking at us? Are you scared that you'll drown if you follow us? They said, why are you so fearful? We'll take you in our own hands. Then Gurudev said, oh, just see these two boys, these two children. They're so enthusiastic. Then he said, where have you come from? We come from this nearby Neemgaon. Then you do parikrama every day? He asked these two children. Yes, if one doesn't do parikrama of Giriraj, then what is the use of one's life? You should do Giriraj's parikrama. Or else, Giriraj is helping everyone. Kanaiya has also said, oh Giriraj, we take your shelter. So if you won't take shelter of Giriraj, then he'll look after you in all ways. He'll love you. They say these two children started speaking so much katha about Giriraj, and Gurudev started following them. They say until Uddhavkund, the wave was very dirty. They say anyhow he crossed the place and he went to Uddhavkund. There he didn't see these two children anymore. Now there was some dry way. Now he could walk on dry land. Until Radhakund he walked. Then he bathed in Radhakund every day, would bathe. Offer those stutis. Sit there, offer pranam to Das Goswami. There are many places there to have darshan Radhakund. Not just Das Goswami, Samadhi Chano, Devi's Paitak. Kaviraj Goswami's, Bhajan Kutir, Raghunath Bhattu Goswami's, Bhajan Kutir. Gopal Bhattu Goswami's, Bhajan Kutir. Shanyas, Shamanam, Vishnash, Raku, Baldevi, Devushan, Prudhi, all other Bhajan Kutirs there. They say, Rup Sanatana's Bhajan Kutir, Jeeva Swami's Bhajan Kutir. When we'd go with Maharaj, then we'd see there. There, anyhow, 2-3 hours would be spent in Radhakund, and sometimes even 4 hours. If you don't have the mercy of the Santas, then how can you get the mercy of Bhagavan? Because Radha Kunda Tata Kunja Kutira Chintavani Mahay Radha Kunda Tata Tahi Kunja Shata Shata. So only the Swami Dasar is the Rit Bhajan there. But then if you go like a horse, you are running everywhere. So where can you get this Kripa? Who are you running behind? Are you running behind time or is time running behind you? You should not run behind time. Time is always following you. You should not be controlled by time. You see, every day there will be this rule. Now that this was a rule only for some time. First of pranam to Das Goswami, Samadhi, then to parikrama, then go to Bhajan Kutir. You will Krishna ask Kaviraj Goswami, Bhajan Kutir. You say, go to everyone and you pray. This is Samandhi Gyan. You see, Bhagavad Parivar, Bhagavad Parikar, there are everything. If you don't have samadhi with them, then what is the use? So Maharaj, you went there everywhere to have darshan. And nowadays, where Girdhari Gaudiyamad is present, before there was the garden of Tanbihari. Very nice garden of flowers. Before the two rooms on first floor on the ground floor and two rooms in the first floor. Then with Babulal Shastri, he was the priest, the king of Dalir. So he had given two rooms on the first floor to go there, and he would do bhajan in the ground floor. Every day he'd come to the garden, except Mahaprasad, and water flowers he could find, he would use for Dan Bihari. So Maharaj was doing bhajan there. Now sometime, you see, there was so much rain, and these two children, again, they were so much soaked in rain. They said, "Oh, Baba, you came here on your own. We are following you. Now you are nicely staying here. There's no rain falling on you, but see how our clothes have become so wet. Give us some dry cloth now." So then Maharaj is thinking, who are these two children? How do they know that I was here? Never seen them before my entire life. They're asking for dry cloth. Where can I get this dry cloth from? Because Sadhu only has one pair of cloth. One or two pairs of cloth. So he's saying, one pair I wear and the other pair I dry. So then they said, oh, give us a uttariya. We'll wipe ourselves with that. Then there was no bazaar also to buy something. So meanwhile, Param Gurudev, he sent word to Gurudev. He had come from Navadvip. He said, oh, Maharaj, you left everything. Where did you go? No one knew where he went. There was a very few sevaks in Mathura. Then Param Gurudev, he said, oh, he must be in Govardhan now. And Param Gurudev himself came looking for Gurudev. Then he said, what are you doing here? He said, Parikrama, I have given you this responsibility to do seva there. The roof is broken. Water is dripping through. And Adhavinna Bihari, they are getting soaked in this rain. And you know, the pujari has made a makeshift umbrella for them. And the roof is crumbling. And sometimes the rain collects there. And the rain is slowly seeping through and falling on Adhavinna Bihari. Their clothes are always wet. And Bhagavad said, no, let's go. Enough now. But then 6 months had already passed. And just as these two children had come with their wet cloth, then when Gurudev went to Mathura, he saw that the same Radha Vinod Bihari themselves were these two children. So Gurudev saw, at that time I didn't know. I was doing bhajan there. At that time I didn't know that these two children were Radha Vinod Bihari themselves. Then Param Gurudev, he told Maharaj that I saw these two children. They were asking me for dry cloth. They were speaking to me and they showed me the way to do parikrama. They told me everything. So Gurudev, I didn't know that who they were. Param Gurudev said, they gave you this responsibility and then you left that seva. And you left. So who can they possibly, who will serve them? You see, two children will always run to their mother. They cannot do anything on their own. They cannot eat on their own. Mother has to feed them, bathe them, clean them. She has to look after her children in this way. Same way, one should also have this Atma Seva for Bhagavan. Seva with so much intimacy and mamata. Because Bhagavan is like a child. In his deity form, he will not say anything. But when there's a need, then he will also speak to sevaks. So anyhow, Param Gurudev established this temple, the proper roof, and then Gurudev himself would go to the market and he would get very thin cloth. So for the winter he'd have one type of cloth, and for the summer he'd have another type of cloth, silken cloth, during the summer. So Gurudev would bring this cloth and he had them stitched. And dresses would be Thakurji. And again he had gone parikrama. So when he crossed Mansikanga, then he met some sadhus there. And the sadhus said, why are you doing parikrama every day? I know what desire you have. Your Gurudev has given you this order to publish books to serve the Goswamis. So that you don't have anyone to serve you. Therefore, Giriraj, now he'll send many people to help you. And he'll publish so many books. He'll do so much that The glories of Guru and Govinda will enter everyone's homes. You see, after Maharaj finishes parikrama, then he saw, you see, so many people came to help Gurudev. Krishna Swami came from Maharashtra, son of Brahman, some came from Garhwal, came Singh, Kunjbihari Prabhu. So many came to assist Gurudev. One Musliman, Vishnupur, Bankura. He came looking for Bhagwan. Then someone said, go to Mathura Math, there you can find Bhagwan. So he came to Mathura Math to Maharaj. So he asked Maharaj, do you know that, we heard that you know Bhagwan is, kindly make me meet him. So Gurudev said, first you study in school, then just as one studies in school, then he gets a graduation certificate, then he gets a job. Similarly, one wants to get Bhagwan's mercy, is not so easy. First one should become trained. So they say, he was very good Kirtanya. So Gurudev named him Shubhanu Das. Then Param Gurudev said, oh, he's such a nice Kirtanya. Then Param Gurudev told Gurudev, give me this boy. He's a Brahmin boy. Then Gurudev said, everything is yours, everyone is yours. What is mine in the first place? Who is mine? Then Gurudev also gave him sannyas. And after some time, one more person came. He came from the jungles of Bengal, from Sundarban. He came and he said, he told Maharaj, you do so much bhajan and braj, your brajvasi, so kindly give your mercy that I get the dust of braj. And he said, alright. And then Maharaj took all of them for braj darshan parikrama. And he said, now my life is successful. Now I'll be like your shoes your entire life. And they said, alright. Oh, you'll be the shoe now, but after some time you'll become the umbrella. The shoe will become the umbrella then. Saying one person, he came and said, oh, Gurudev, give me Diksha. Give me a proper name. What name do you want? He said, will you accept the name I'll give you? So what name? So he said, name me shoe. Name me the shoe. Chappal. And he had a wife. And said, what name do you want? And he said, keep my name, Gurudev. If you have mercy upon me, then you name me. My husband has become the shoe. So I want to be the dust of your lotus feet. So Gurudev said, alright. This is your desire. So I'll pray to Bhagwan. Pray to my own Guru. So your name will be Devananda. And your name will be Sudevi. Your husband will be Devananda Das. He said, no. When he spoke these things, then Gurudev said, no, don't follow your own speculation. Listen to the sadhu. Listen to Guru. Then after some time, so many people came. And Param Gurudev, he took some of these disciples away. He went preaching in other places. And he said, these books also had to be published. So at that time, this Krishna Swami, who later became Padmanabh Maharaj, he came from Maharashtra, came Singh, became Kunjbihari Das. He was the manager of the Mathura temple. Also looking after the publication of the books. And slowly, the mission began to flourish. Now we listen tomorrow.